Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're tuned in with us. If you don't know the number, it's 323-203-0815. And make sure you call in. We'd love to hear from you. I do want to take you with a little bit of business before we start tonight. And I want to remind you that Dr. Allen, of course, does her wonderful Monday night show and Wednesday night show, the first Monday and Wednesday of every month. And we have a show coming up April 1st and April 22nd. April 29th. So remember to go to www.wantistore.com or sign up for the newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, or you are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine. I went to a seminar all day on sexuality, and he was good. But I like what I do better.
Well, what you do is pretty amazing.
Thank you.
And so, what else is going on? Anything?
What else is going on in my world?
Yes.
Cool. I am passing all my physicals, which is great. That's you know.
Yes.
I'm going to see how many more years I can get out of this antique body.
I don't think you're an antique.
I like being an antique. I've got a lot of history, and I'm still functioning, and I want to be me when I grow up.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'd like to give a little background. There is a child in my family that is being sexually abused, as most members of my family. The mother is in denial. The mother and father drink small amounts of alcohol, but they both have alcoholic personalities. They both are gaslighters. What can I say to the couple about their drinking? What can I say to the wife about the sexual abuse?
I didn't hear the first part of what you're saying. You're asking me a question about...
Okay. There's a child in my family that is being sexually abused.
A child?
I want to know what to say to the mother.
Has it been reported to the police?
I called Child Social Services, and they told me I didn't have...
What did they do?
They told me I didn't have any evidence.
Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you talking to me based on the radio show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm different things. What can you do? Now, this child is what to you? Grandchild?
Yes.
It's your grandchild. You reported it to the civil services, or, you know, I appreciate that. Basically, do you have the energy and the money to sue them for neglect or do something of a legal nature?
To the parents?
To the parents? Yes.
No.
No. Have you spoken to them of your thoughts and feelings?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Do you have any money that they could want someday?
No.
No. So you literally have no way to impact them because you've already done what the law says. And I understand what social services is saying. There's not enough evidence. It's too hearsay. Therefore, they can't do anything about it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you do not have the money to sue them individually. So
now, there was another victim that is quiet, and she's now an adult. I've been thinking about approaching her.
Excellent. So you're going to, well, why don't you do that?
And would I need to let her know what's going on now to give her an incentive to do something?
Yes, totally. If you have information that you know instinctively is immoral happening to a child, right? Is it violence or sexuality?
Sexual.
It's sexual. Okay. And you believe that this is a granddaughter as well?
Well, no, this was a babysitter.
This is
but when it happened, she was a child.
Or observed.
Excuse me?
She was molested or she was observed? She observed this happening. Which was it?
She was molested. She was molested.
And how did you find out? Did she tell you?
No, I happened to be in a bedroom where her abuser thought she was sleeping and came in at 6 o'clock in the morning without knocking.
That's one of their favorite tricks. I totally support you.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Does somebody have their radio turned up? If you do, their radio needs to be turned down.
I don't have a radio.
I don't have a radio. I don't have a radio either.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Ned. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. So, will you speak to your babysitter victim? And
yes.
See if you are comfortable going to social services.
Okay. Now, what happened with the babysitter is she's still in love with the guy. You know, they make you think you're in love with him. Or you...
I fully understand that. That's what you're going to find out. What city do you live in?
I live in Tennessee.
You know, that's what I mean. I wanted to know if you're far enough away. So, you're going to go with her to the social services division, if she's willing to go. But if she's not willing to go, that's another door shut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look, you believe in God?
I do.
Okay. If you're doing everything you know to make right of wrong, the result is God's will. The effect is God's will. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, that if you do all the actions you've tried to get social service, you've tried different things to get them to do something to interfere with this process. That's all you can do.
Can I say something to the mother?
Well, of course you can say something to the mother. Who is the child? Is the mother your child or is the father?
Yes. The mother is my child.
What?
The mother is my child.
Then would you please go to the mother and tell her what has happened to your grandchild? Do you see? But be careful about divulging the information about the babysitter who's of age. You may want to go to the babysitter first and see if she will participate in you communicating with your daughter.
Okay.
You see? Because if she doesn't want you to disclose this, you'll have another emotional issue.
I'm sorry. A lot more calls. Need to move on.
Thank you.
Okay. Have I given you enough direction to start?
Okay.
Good luck, Grandma. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Kelly, I'm back.
Okay.
I don't know whether Kelly was on the phone even because it's been spooky.
Oh, I know. We're having a little bit of problem.
What's the problem?
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, thank you very much. I have a quick question. I've just in the last month, I cannot believe it, I've been stood up 3 times. Out of 2 out of 3 of these, I did not know them. This was going to be the first meeting. But we had made it, one was for place and time, another was just a date, and the other one was in general a day as well. Is there anything I can do to ask when they're making this date with me, like, can I ask for specifics or what, you know, they just say, oh, they'll say, well, when are you available? I'll say, oh, I'm available this day.
Let me say this to you. Is this man shy?
Well, there were 3 different men. And no, I don't think either. I don't think any of them were shy.
Okay. So do you believe they're malicious? Are they doing something to hurt you?
Well, it's interesting. The one man where we had set up at a very nice restaurant in the town that I live, he set it up a month beforehand, and he never showed up. We set a time and place. I had this really weird feeling because I met him online. I didn't feel comfortable, but I went through with it anyway, and I showed up. But it was probably a blessing that I didn't because I got a weird feeling. But the other two, I didn't have any feelings. One of them I'd been dating for a while.
May I inform you that when men do things like this, they're either women haters or they're extremely sensitive and shy and afraid. So as far as I'm concerned, what's wrong with making dates until you're willing to not make a date with somebody? And then tell them, you broke, 3 strikes, you're out, whatever number you want to put. But tell them what the limit is.
Oh, really? You think if somebody stands you up, you should still go out with them again?
I know that when men are shy and afraid, that they will panic at the end and not fulfill their request, unless your guts tell you he's a woman hater and just torturing you. Now, you said your guts told you, remember, neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, reside more in the guts than the brain. So I'm giving the guy a break by saying, I trust your instincts to tell you a womanator from a shy guy who forgets to come or is afraid to come. But if he has the guts to call you back, give him another shot. What have you got to lose?
Okay, that's interesting. Well, Mike, that's very good data. Thank you. The question is, can I be a little bit more specific? Would it be too male energy of me to say?
No, dear. No, mama. You can't help him by being his mama. No. I want reality to teach him, not your mouth.
Well, what I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to ask, oh, well, where
I
do you want to meet?
I wanted to interview him.
Okay.
You could ask him for specifics. You had to ask him what restaurant and what time.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Is that appropriate to ask him?
Yeah, well, how would you know if he's asking you to meet him someplace, he'd have to tell you.
Well, for instance, I live in Orange County, and a gentleman from L.A. called. He said, well, what day next week is going to be good to meet? And I said, well, Wednesday or Saturday. He goes, well, Wednesday's good for me. And I said, great. And he didn't ever get back to me with a time. When I told him the city I lived in and how far it was.
I want you to know you can ask for specifics anytime.
Okay. I thought that that would be too demanding, and so I haven't in the past.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I thought you were going to mother him, but you were not.
No, no.
You're just getting data.
Yeah, I'm just getting data. And would it be fair for me to ask before I decide what he wants to do? Like, if he goes, what day is good for you? Could I ask something like, well, what were you thinking of doing?
That's totally normal.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, good. I just thought it might be trying to... All right.
Okay.
Good. Well, that solves a lot of problems for me.
All right.
Thank you.
Trust your gut.
Yes, I'm learning.
Good.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, caller. Okay, well, that's some really interesting calls today. And let's see what else we've got. Okay, we have question. And the text question. Oh, okay, let's take our call.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello. What can I do
can hear myself in the background, but I don't have a radio open.
Yeah, we're having some technical problems tonight.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, but it's all good on my part. So you, I'm not screwing this up for you guys.
Okay.
So yes, I have a question. I went on a setup date last week, and I was curious. This guy started sharing these soap stories about his job and how awful it was and how he got fired. He just met me. Why would somebody do that?
He was doing it because he needed some mothering.
Okay.
It's a problem.
So,
you know, remember this. Yeah. Mother is a reflection mirror of a man's respectability. So if he didn't get mothered and respected, he's going to see if he can get some other woman to do it. A woman needs a man to be a protector, like daddy should have been. But if she didn't get it from daddy, she's going to give a man a daddy bill. So I think you got a mama bill.
Yeah, I didn't mother him at all. I was like throwing up in my mouth mentally the whole time. It was very painful. And
okay.
I didn't really react to it.
You didn't get sucked into it. You didn't bother him.
No. I just said, yes, that's unfortunate. I've been in a similar situation. So that's all I said.
All right. Okay, well, you handled it.
Mm-hmm.
If he asked you out again, would you go again?
No. I can't. I committed to three men.
Yes, you did.
I just got it.
Oh,
but I
can't
do this one.
What?
I can't do this one. It was too awful.
Okay. So you're going to claim that it was too much. And you're not going to date him again. Okay.
No.
Well, you might want to, just to find out if he does it another two times.
Yeah, well, yeah, as an experiment,
no.
Yes, but...
Okay, your guts tell you no.
Yeah, my guts tell me no. I think he was a girl in a man's body. Another, okay. So I had three men I was dating before. One disappeared, and then number two, I was feeling, I've had four dates with him, and it was just not working. So I was going to tell him that, you know, it's been a pleasure, but I'm not having any romantic feelings. And we agreed to meet, let's say it was a Monday, and he said the following. So he asked me for the time I wanted to meet, and I said, 8:30 works. Where should we meet? And he said, I don't feel like, I'm not in the mood to go out, so if you want to be out, let's pick another night. Is that, what's, so he offered me to come over to his house, which I wasn't really comfortable doing, because there would be even more,
right,
considering. So I just said, all right, let's pick another night. And he wrote back, don't you want to come in and relax with me? This is the guy, I went over to his house once for dinner, and he got high on pot and fell asleep. So I think
all
that's
right.
What he meant,
okay,
by relaxing. I was not going to
do
that anymore.
So what happened? Did you cancel the date?
Yes, I said, let's pick another night. And he said, don't you want to come in and relax with me? I said, no, I've been inside all weekend studying. I didn't want to be inside. And then... I committed to dinner with friends that same night, and he then, an hour later, he writes to me, there is some dancing at 8:30, would that work? And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I figured he didn't want to be out, so I'm already committed to dinner with friends. And he said, yes, I didn't want to be out, but the next time I can meet is Friday, and I don't want to wait a whole week. And but he said, if you already made plans, I understand. And then he vanished, which is great for me. I don't have to have that uncomfortable conversation. But what are your thoughts on this? What was he doing?
You said that to him?
Oh, no. I just said, well, and he asked me if Friday would work for me. I said, yes, Friday will work. And then I never heard from him again.
That he dumped you.
Yeah, but that's fine with me. That's no problem. I didn't want to get the answer.
I hear he wanted you to come over to his house to play with him.
Yeah.
And you didn't go. All right.
No.
It didn't work. So back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
Go back out and fill up the spots again, and let's make another run.
Yes, I'm trying. Okay,
good.
But it was just, so this is just basically him not really wanting to make an effort, and then if I didn't want to come over to his house and play, then...
Well, he wanted to make an effort to get you into his house,
uh-huh,
but not on a date.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
A little too soon for that.
What?
It's a little too soon for that, I think, considering the situation.
It's a normal bad date.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you. Also, when they look for mothering next time, do I just not react? What's the best thing to do?
Whatever,
if somebody starts telling me sob stories.
Whatever your instinct tells you, follow your feelings. The way women get what they want is by doing what they don't want. So... if you don't feel comfortable, demonstrate it by saying what you did. You know, yes, mm-hmm, I'm available another night. And it waffled. Nobody was leading.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore the only option would be to mother, which is
Got
leading.
It.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Caller.
Good luck next time. Okay.
So we have, we've got another call coming in. Look at that. Let's see what they have to say. Hey, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. I do have a question. I have a relationship question. I was wondering, so I'm dating someone, or we've been dating for 5 months or so, but it seems like he's just so busy with his life that it's hard to arrange time. Is that where I should negotiate, or should I take it as a sign that I'm not that high in the priority list?
Are you saying one more time, it seems like a group of you ladies are having this problem, that a man was trying to date you clumsily?
No, we're currently dating. So we see each other once a week or so, but his life is just, he has a lot of extracurricular activities. So I want to see him more, but I don't know if I should broach that.
You do, sir. When did you become a man?
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those.
You already said, I want to see him more. Want is
right.
The yang word.
Yeah.
Do
That's
you?
True.
I have no problem with women wanting to be masculine, except they've got to accept the fact that the only men they can be with are feminine.
Right. Right. So I just have to let it ride.
There are three words that I teach that are very, very female-oriented. Do you know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Passivity,
mm-hmm.
patience, and vulnerability. Now, I'm going to explain those. Passivity means one person courting another.
Mm-hmm.
Yang chasing yin. Second, patience means, I want him to call, I'll call him, which is you going yang. Raise your right hand. We're going to do the pledge.
Okay.
Is your hand up?
Mm-hmm.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I care about.
To respect the men I care about.
Even though. I may be smarter.
Furthermore.
I promise.
To keep my yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer. First. That's what being a lady sounds like. Can you do this?
Yes, I can do this.
But when you want it way... Either decide that you want to be the masculine yang energy leading, giving, protecting,
mm-hmm.
cherishing,
mm-hmm.
or you don't.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck. Well, thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Let's see what we've got going on here.
You see, I really have no problem with people, men being women and women being men. We're all yin, we're all yang. Men are yang bodies, yin souls, anima. And women are yin bodies and yang souls, animas. There are four energy systems in every relationship. And they all want to talk.
Right.
And so that's what I teach, talking.
Exactly. Talking and communicating. It's excellent.
Yes, that's right. Beware of your thoughts. They become words. Beware of your words. They become habits. Beware of your habits. They become your character. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money. The doctor's office, being healthy. in every single form of relationship, especially the loving sexual ones.
Exactly. Right. We have a message here. And this lady wants to know, she is a reformed masculine woman, but she's having trouble staying in her feminine when she feels her mate is doing something that she terms as quote unquote stupid. She wants to know what tips she will
that's
give.
That's what I said in the pledge.
Right. She wants to know what tips you will say. Like
what she
wants to know what tips you can give her to not fall out of her femininity.
Only cross him if you have to call the police, the doctor, or a lawyer. Look, we women, we have a bigger corpus callosum between our left lobe and our right lobe. We can mix our instinct and our intuition into this pool. If you're talking to a right-handed man, he's got a smaller bridge between his right and left lobe, and he may say something repetitively that seems stupid. He may say something feeling-wise, which makes no sense, because he does not have that skill. Now, a left-handed man, an ambidextrous man, a biologically gay man, has a large corpus callosum, and they can talk to women the way women can speak. We use 5,000 words to their 2,500. And we can speak thoughts and feelings. So ladies, please, don't cross him unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer. He may be just nervous.
Oh, that makes sense. You were mentioning something to the earlier caller about man not showing up because maybe he's just nervous or...
They get terrified. They get terrified. Especially if they've been raised to be women by mom.
So is the situation that they're maybe not shy, but they're more afraid of getting hurt or damaged?
I think that's what shyness is.
Okay.
That's why people are shy.
All right.
Men
that
are afraid to be... Remember, there's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside, soul-wise. Carl Jung's wife, Emma, I think her name was, wrote a book, Anima Animus. That's Latin for female love and male love. Every man has a yang body but a yin soul. Every woman has a yin body but a yang soul. And when you go ego dystonic, your soul takes over your body. That's when women act like men and men act like women.
Right.
So
that makes perfect sense.
I have no problem with women being men and men being women as long as they follow the program for male or female.
All right. So she's asking for an example of how to speak to him when she thinks he's being an idiot. So could you give us your script on that?
On what? A woman who wants to be male?
No, how she can approach him staying feminine but wants to give her opinion. Can you give her an example of your appointment
system? That's one of my tools.
Yes.
Dick or whatever she calls him. I have an idea about that subject. Would it be convenient for you to hear me? And if he doesn't say yes, that means no. A non-answer is a negative answer. No, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's a joke, it divides over it. When a woman who wants to be cherished wants to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question her man, she's got to make an appointment, especially if he's right-handed with that small corpus callosum.
Okay.
A man,
so,
what?
Oh, so give us the talk track, Dr. Allen. Tell us how you go about asking for that.
Asking for what?
How you do your appointment asking and how you, you know, she's asking. She doesn't know how to approach him. She doesn't know how to use your tools.
I just did it. I said, honey, I have an idea about that subject. Would it be convenient for you to listen to me now or when? You have to make an appointment to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question your man.
I think her follow-up is, you say that a non-answer is a negative, so what do you do when it's a negative?
You don't do anything because he's just shut down the program.
Okay, so she and has to go into passive patient.
Or she has to go into, you have every right not to care about my feelings or my thoughts, but that's a turnoff for me, and so I don't want to date anymore. You can accept him, you can reject him, but don't tolerate him.
I think that's exactly what she was looking for, definitely.
Because half accept, half reject.
Yes, exactly. Our number is 323-203-0815. And we have, let me see, a couple more questions from our out there in the world people from Facebook. And here we go. Pardon me. My husband. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
My husband does not want to face me during sex. It makes me feel very used, very uncomfortable, and a little bit like I'm just a receptacle. How can I feel good about myself and my femininity when I'm just a back? No face.
Wait a minute. What did she say he does while he's making love?
Well, he doesn't want her in a position facing him. He wants her facing away.
Okay, he wants to use the doggy style.
Right.
It may be that that's the style that feels the best for him.
Right. That makes sense.
Now, what you can do is negotiate. You can say, honey, I want to talk to you about our sex life. When would it be convenient for you to do that? If he says never, you're with a narcissist that isn't going to negotiate. He's going to intimidate or seduce you. Those are the only three ways to communicate with words. Intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt, or negotiate with love. So you've got to make an appointment. Then you've got to say, I certainly appreciate you like doggy style sex, but I like face to face. So for every doggy style, you can give me a face to face. Negotiate.
That seems reasonable. That seems reasonable. Okay. This is another question from a woman. I was dating a man for 11 months, and he was suspicious and controlling to me. Then what happened was I broke up with him. He began then making contact, texting constantly. Okay, then she says, I'm puzzled. He doesn't want to meet in person. He says he's too busy, but he wants to keep in contact with me through text messages and websites, etc., and keep the physical distance. Are these signs he's fearful of falling in love? Why is he avoiding personal and physical contact and staying so distant?
Because he wants to hear you listen to him. In other words, he wants to connect with you, but he's afraid to be in your presence, and he may very easily be afraid to fall in love. He's an avoidant. There are three ways to be in a relationship. One is secure. I'm secure negotiating. I'm secure with my feeling sharing. I'm comfortable telling you what I think. Or anxious. No, I don't want to meet. I just want to talk on the phone. I just want to do texting.
Right.
He's anxious. Avoidant people are prone to passive aggressiveness. Oh, sure, we'll get together. Yeah, right. And then it doesn't happen. In other words,
is there a possibility? Is it a possibility what? Because she broke it off with him because she thought he was losing interest? That's the reason he's trepidous to meet in person?
Yes, he's afraid to meet her in person. He likes her, but he's afraid of her.
Okay, very good.
That's what I hear. He's anxiously avoidant. Those two go together pretty good. Anxiety creates avoidance. Men need to be respected to feel cherished. Men need women to respect them first. The only woman that a man loves better than himself is his daughter under 10.
Mm-hmm.
But when she gets to be 10, she's got to respect him too. Women don't realize, they think because men have strong bodies and can do things physically that they're really strong inside. They're not. They're very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And once they know you don't respect them, they will either avoid you or they will go passive aggressive. They'll either intimidate or seduce you. They will defend themselves by fighting with you.
Very interesting. And we have another question. This one says, I am 27 years old and my mate is 31. We had a baby 2 years ago. In the last 2 years, we've had sex 4 times. I feel like he doesn't want to be with me anymore, and he doesn't love me anymore. I must not be attractive. I've lost all the weight that I had gained while I was pregnant. I'm back in shape. I do yoga and Pilates. So I'm back to my hard body self. What am I doing wrong? Why is he ignoring me sexually? Does it have something to do with the baby?
What I'm hearing is that you're having babies without structure, that there's no organization here. Mm-hmm. My want is that you negotiate. Are we mated, which is monogamy, continuity, and longevity without a marriage license?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you willing to marry me legally, monogamously, continuously, and long-term again? You've got to negotiate areas like time, how much time together and apart and with the baby. Space, do you live together? Money, my money, your money, our money. What I'm hearing is that there's no structure negotiated in this relationship.
Very.
I hope you read Getting to I Do. I wrote it, and chapter 14 talks about negotiating a contract with somebody. Otherwise, you're just lovers.
Yep, I think we have a caller. Caller, are you
on? Hello, Pat. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Well, I have I'm trying to figure out this relationship. We started out where she was coming after me, and then we were friends because we're in a...
She was the male and you were the female. Do you want to be the female?
No, I don't.
Let's make it different. Yin and yang, it doesn't sound so biological. She pursued you yang-wise, And you accepted right. her offers and dates?
Well, we're in a group setting. We're in a self-help group. So she was contacting me and said, oh, we should get together. We should, you know, hang out, you know. And I didn't at first because I didn't feel comfortable because she was new to the program and I didn't want to, you know, do that type of stuff. And, but we did continue talking.
Wait a minute. But you did do it. Went against your feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Even though your intuition told you she was power driving you.
Yeah.
Happened to be Alcoholics Anonymous?
It's ATA. So it's Adult when Children women, of Alcoholics.
Watch this. When women use mind-altering chemicals, they knock out their feelings in place of their thinking. And men knock out their thinking in exchange for their feelings. So she moved on you yang-wise. You responded yin. You dated her. Now, what are you doing with her now?
Well, we just kept talking, and I just took it as friendship. And so then she one day just said, you don't contact me anymore. And so I realized that she may be thinking this is more than a friendship or wanting more than friendship.
Wants to make love.
I guess. Sit down and talk with her and express that I just want to be friends. And then she said that's what she wanted. So I was really confused with that. I have noticed myself. Yeah.
You turned down her sexual offer.
I saw it as like she wanted a relationship. Yeah, I don't know if it was sexual, but she wanted a relationship. That's what it felt like.
A relationship.
Okay.
She offered you a relationship of sexuality, and you did or didn't have sex with her.
I did not. No. She just implied by me not contacting her or, you know, as much as I had been in the past. And so I wanted to clarify our relationship that I just want to be friends. And so that's why I sat her down and had a conversation with her. And she said, oh, yeah, that's all I want, too. And so.
Okay. You've gone over that bridge, so now why don't you be friends?
I have noticed you pointed out jealousy, and I've noticed I'm getting more jealous with the guys around her now, and I'm like, oh my god, am I falling in love? Yes.
Jealousy.
And the problem is that she's too old for me. So. And then recently she's just been more.
Your body doesn't care how often she's gone around the sun.
Yeah, but she's not in the baby-making age anymore. You know, she's 37, so I'm like, I want someone younger now. I've been with older women.
You want somebody younger? Are you willing to, for example, adopt? Are you considering marrying anybody someday?
Yes. I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there are many ways to have a baby. There are women that will give you back a baby for giving them a sperm cell. In other words, it's, you know, you use somebody else's egg and create a baby. Would you like to be with this woman with that baby?
I don't know at this point.
Well, think about it, because your body is flagging you that you have chemistry for her. How old are
right.
you?
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I don't like sexually want like to take, like I've had other times where I've like sexually wanted to take a woman or whatever, or, you know, my other head tells me so. With her, it's not that way, but I've noticed the jealousy. I've noticed the wanting to control her. I've noticed I don't like her flirting with other guys.
The biology is starting to get to you. That's called falling in love. Chemistry is very, very powerful. And if you can have chemistry for married people, you can have chemistry for criminals. Your body doesn't particularly care. It wants what it wants, and it flags
right.
you. So I'm just signaling you, you are a very feminine man, and she
right.
has proposed to you, and you have dated her, and your body is surrendering to her, so you better decide to either find a way to have a baby with her or get another woman and get your baby.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have to go. We're out of time. Caller, Dr. Allen does phone consultations, and you can find out more about that at her website, drpatallen.com. We love you all. We're way past out of time. Dr. Allen, can you say goodbye for us?
Okay. Well, take care.
Bye-bye, everybody. We'll be back here with you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.